look back on my life, I can see the way you're working in me since I've been saved or passed away. New is my name.
God bless you. We are back again,
amen,
to talk about the goodness of God,
amen.
His glory,
amen.
His revealed goodness in the earth, amen. And today, the Lord has us in the Gospel of John, chapter 12, and we're going to look at verse number 28.
Yes.
And that verse says this, Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus had a prayer,
mm-hmm.
a request of the Father. It was simple. Mm-hmm. Father, glorify thy name. Amen.
Amen.
Father, show how good you are. Bring honor to your name.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And how does he do that? By showing his goodness.
Yes.
You know, revealing his character in a given situation. And God said, the Father said, I have glorified my name.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and I will glorify it again.
Yes. Amen.
And that alone is, or should be, a source of comfort for us and strength for us in this way. That if God has blessed us in the past,
mm-hmm.
he's not done.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. If he showed his goodness to us in the past, he's not done.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, if he's shown us his glory once, he's not done. He's done it once, and he'll do it again.
Yeah.
And he'll do it again. And he'll do it again.
Okay.
And, you know, for us, and for those of us who may be going through something right now, where you're waiting on God,
yeah.
And, you know, God has been speaking to us in Bible study about
mm-hmm.
waiting on God,
mm-hmm.
It's good to know that God is a God who doesn't stop showing his goodness in our lives.
Yes, amen.
He's done it once, but he'll do it again.
Yes.
He's going to bring glory to his name over and over and over again. And so if we're waiting for that prayer to be answered, if we're waiting for a move of God, if we're waiting for the goodness of God to be revealed in our lives, we should have a confident assurance. He's done it once.
Amen.
He'll do it again.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
So like that song by Ty Tribbett, right?
Mm-hmm.
If he did it before, he'll do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Same God right now, same God back then,
yes.
right? It's the same thing. He'll do it again. Why? Because that's what he said.
Yeah.
I've glorified it, I'll glorify it again.
Amen.
And it's simple, but that's encouraging.
Yeah.
Especially when you're in the mode of waiting.
Yeah. Amen.
For God
Amen.
To do something.
Yes, yes. And we have to be mindful, like just like, you know, Jesus said, Father, glorify thy name. You know, we ask God to show himself in situations that we're
yeah.
in. And say, Father, glorify yourself. You know, glorify this. But Jesus remembered that, you know, well, God said, I glorified it before, I'll do it again. And we have to remember, if God has done something for us before, God can do it again. So we pray, Father, glorify thy name, you know, and remember that God is saying, yeah, I will. I'll glorify my name as I did before, and I'll do it again.
That's right.
You know? So
mm-hmm.
if we just keep that, and this is good because it just helps us, because we have to keep the word before us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if we know that God has done something, and we just continue to hold on to that, that God did it before, God can do it again.
Yeah.
And not only that he can do it again, he wants to do it again. Because even God is boasting in this himself.
No question.
I did it before, I'll do it again.
Amen. And, yeah. and the thing, you know, if we take note of, you know, I know this is an English class, but if we take note of the verb tense
mm-hmm.
that we're seeing here, Jesus is saying, God, glorify thy name. He's talking present tense. He's talking right now.
Mm-hmm.
God then starts by saying past tense. I have glorified it. Why? Because whenever we're looking for something now, God is saying you need to remember.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Right? So now he takes us back.
Right.
Because, right, we're asking for something for God today. He's going to remind us of something he did yesterday. Right?
Right.
And then say, right, then he's going to take us to the future. And then I will glorify. So here we start in the present.
Jesus.
God takes us to the past in order to assure us for the future.
Yeah.
Right?
Amen.
And that's what he's, it all makes sense to us when we read other passages of scripture. Again, when Jeremiah says this, I recall to my mind.
Yes. Amen.
There are things that you need to remember. So even though you have a present need, the first thing God says, remember what I did for you before.
Yes.
Why? Because the thing I did before, I'll do it again.
Yes. Amen.
Right? So he takes us back in order to bring us forward.
Jesus.
You know,
amen.
And to assure us that the thing we're asking for now is going to come.
Yes. Amen. You know? Amen. I'm just thinking about the scripture says, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Even then,
right,
it's important that we remember that if God did something for us before, remember his benefits.
Amen.
Remember his goodness. Remember he has revealed his glory in a situation.
Amen.
And if he did it before, forget not that he did it before. Because it's going to be important for what he's going to do.
Amen.
For you in the present.
That's right.
So he did it before. He'll do it again.
Yeah.
God is the one.
And you know the thing too that we have to keep in mind is that we should not limit the things that God has done to the things he's done for us.
Yes. True. Yes. That's it exactly.
Right?
Yes. Yes, because God is no respecter of persons. He
That's
did it
right.
for him. He'll do it for me.
That's right.
You know, you have to remember it.
That's right. God,
you did it for him.
That's right.
He could do it for you, too. You
right.
Know?
So,
yeah.
You can remember what God did for somebody else.
That's right.
Right? Because if you look at it, I have glorified. It didn't say how.
Right. Right. And then say for you.
Right. I have glorified it. I will glorify it again.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there are things that could be that he's done for somebody in your church, somebody in your family. It could be that you've seen it, he's done something for somebody in the Bible.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know? Whenever we see the goodness of God revealed, if that can come back to our mind, it might be personal because he did it for us, but it could be, you know, one step removed because he did it for somebody else.
Yes. Amen.
But either way, just recall how God has moved. And like you said, he's no respecter of persons.
Yes.
And so if he did it for someone else, he'll do it for you as well.
Yes. Amen. Bless the Lord.
So that's something that can encourage us as well as we look at this. Because, look, I don't know of anybody who's walking around today who doesn't have a need, or one or more, that only God can meet.
That's right.
Only God can do it.
Wow.
Right?
Amen.
And, you know, we are, many times, we find ourselves in those waiting modes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not always easy or simple to wait.
Yes. Amen.
For God to move. You know, you think of Abraham and Sarah. Abraham, the father of the faith, he couldn't wait for the child of promise to come. Right? And so they go and, you know, Hagar and then Ishmael, and right? And that's still causing problems today.
Yeah.
Not being able to wait.
Right. Amen.
And how many of us can have a similar testimony of how many mistakes we've made and bad decisions we've made because we could not
wait.
Wait.
Wow.
But one of the things that will help us wait and avoid, you know, doing something prematurely or getting outside of the will of God, is to have this as an anchor in our soul. He's glorified himself before,
that's
either
right.
in my life or someone else's life, in a way that I need him to glorify himself now.
Yeah.
And if he did that before,
he'll do it again.
Amen.
That's the Lord.
Amen.
That's the Lord. Yes, that's important, especially, you know, when we're waiting. It's important that we remember God, he did it before.
Amen.
You know, he may not have done it for me, but you know, respect of persons. You did it before, you'll do it again.
Amen.
And God is boldly saying, yep, I did it before, and I'll do it again.
Right. God has no problem. See, God can can speak in this kind of so, you know, confident language, because once he says a thing, it's done.
It's done. He keeps his word.
Right. Once he says it, it's done. And so we just have to receive him in that
That's kind of a fashion. Amen.
Right? God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he's going to do it. And if he spoke it, he will bring it to pass.
Yes.
And so when he says this, we can count on this. Amen.
Amen. Good word.
Yes, it is. And so, listen, be encouraged. Yes. Amen. If you're out there and you're needing God to move in your life, he's been good to you in the past.
Yes.
It's not over. Amen. It's, you're not saying, okay, one and done. No.
Nope.
If he's glorified himself in your life in the past, he's going to do it again.
Yeah.
Amen. Ask him to glorify himself.
Amen.
Father, glorify yourself in my situation right now.
Amen.
Amen. And then you hear these words in your spirit. I have glorified my name, and I will glorify it again.
Amen.
Amen. And let that be an encouragement to you to say, okay, Lord, I know your goodness is about to break forth in my life.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
And you just keep standing on it until the goodness comes.
That's it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we praise God for this. Amen. We pray that you're encouraged in your spirit.
Amen.
Amen. To know that God is going to show his goodness in your life one more time.
Amen.
And then after that, he's going to do it one more time. He's going to continue to show his goodness. Why? Because that's what he does.
That's what he does.
Amen.
Amen. Again and again.
Yes.
And again.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Any more?
No.
That's it.
And again.
Oh, gosh. See, you know it's just me. See?
Amen.
Glory
to God. That's a long time ago.
Yes, it is. And so, listen, until next time, you be encouraged in your spirit. Amen. And you know that things are not going to stay the same in your life.
Amen.
Things are about to turn around. Breakthrough is on the way. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
And you will see God glorify himself in your life one more time.
Amen.
And so until next time, amen, you be encouraged and you remember that Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
And as we love to say, he loves you.
Yes.
And his love
never fails.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
My side, shown in his eyes that I'm more